Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Brethren, the peace of Christ be with you all. Well, it's a golden age and a golden kingdom. Golden kingdom of lies. How about that? As the sorely polluted river of life winds its way to its true manifest destiny, people find themselves once again pinning their hopes upon claims of a new golden age for all the world, and also peace, peace, when there is no peace. My kudos to a preacher I heard who brought up this farce of a golden age, and I was just in the beginning stages of putting a message like this together, so I was definitely had confirmation that the Spirit was working through some of his own true preachers. So for the few, we awaken every day to the truth of what really is and what can and has never been nor ever will be. Our God does battle for his children, and there is none else. There is no hope in Egypt. Isaiah 31:1, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because there are many, woe, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. And that's all in caps. That means God the Father, Jehovah. The saints of the living God, our Father, know that the primary result of their calling, election, and infilling of Holy Spirit is the truth, the truth, the truth which sets us free. Free from what, you may ask? How about free from the effects of what our five or six human senses are being bombarded with every breath we take? That is, the influences of this world, flesh and devil, that would distract and deceive us and cause us to turn to ourselves over and over by our double-mindedness to blaspheme the name of God. Blaspheme by our love and trust in the world and our own strength. All the while calling ourselves sanctified followers of Jesus Christ. Some of us still walk both sides of the road. And that's not cool. We're tough, ideologically brainwashed guys and gals. Oh, and Christ's servants also? Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? That goes for somebody on one side of the road, doesn't it? So, who else do you love? Who else do you trust? Are you saved in this state? In this state of double-mindedness? Are you worthy of salvation? You don't have the slightest idea what one is saved for or saved from. Just that I'm saved. All right. Are your works of faith, James 2, yet peppered with placating your fleshly appetite for involvement in the affairs of this world? Believing its lies? It seems Paul's many admonitions are rendered useless by the false teachings about involvement in the world affairs, church prosperity, instant salvation, blah, 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 blah. It's as easy as falling off a log. Who needs to hold, stand, watch, pray, be penitent, be humble? Well, go ahead, fall off that log and drown in the darkness if that be your fate. And oh yeah, breaking news. Haven't we heard that we're entering a golden age? Again? For whom? It's always been a golden age for the thieving, power-hungry champions of industry, science, finance, religion, and the paid-off, prosperous, sociopathic puppets of these entities who legislate plain, simple people into a never-ending bondage, keeping them silent, confused, polarized on both sides of triviality, bellicose, and out of the way of the progress and prosperity of said elite. Their progress always leaves in its wake the ashes of their industry. You know, they get the gold, we get the ashes. It's always been that way. Great, prosperous lives for people are now promised, but only crumbs and scraps are doled out, just enough to keep them hoping and trusting in empty words and broken promises and a tomorrow which does not belong to anybody. The grave is their tomorrow. The grave is your tomorrow. Anymore, we can't see 2 feet in front of us with the, what with the pall of golden ashes blowing in our faces. Golden age. Lies smeared in dung. Oh, and peace, peace. Peace, peace, peace. Well, we hear peace through strength bandied about. Well, much gold is being accumulated by the war industries and the money brokers and the political elite who pull the strings of the war machine. Always has been that way. How could there be a true peace when weapons of complete destruction are paraded through the streets and the skies above? What does that tell us? How can there be a golden age of peace when so many uniformed, expendable, two-legged cannon fodder march past the reviewing stands of this nation? We boast of our power and military might. We boast of being the greatest on the face of the earth. We say we'll negotiate for peace. Like bombing countries into the Stone Age, causing diasporas galore and frightening nations to capitulate to our global whims over this display of sheer might. True peace can and never will be upon the earth, its kingdoms or dominions. We, the saints, know that. It won't be, it won't come until the rock of heaven returns to reign. Daniel 2. Suffice it to say, the only true peace resides in the hearts and lives of God's chosen. Even when the fire comes down and Father's judgment sweeps over the land, one calamity after another. The saints have to chuckle over the overflowing of the pride of fallen Babylon. We're drowning in pride, arrogance, and death. And that signifies peace? Will someone please explain to me what hypocrisy really means if this is not hypocrisy? The human condition and predilection for works of evil will never change. And mercifully, many are called and chosen by God's Spirit to real freedom and peace. Oh, don't we know it? And only a few choose the narrow path, the path to life, to the end, or more precisely, to the end of their own lives here. So there's still a lot to contemplate. Are we ready to rumble in this golden age and to accentuate the hypocrisy? Let's go for it. While we're lapping up the sweet serum of deceit, the God-ordained satanic power play is well underway, unchecked, and with staggering speed and ferocity. Politicians, clergy, and even our trusty, deluded, double-minded patriot preachers are advising people to arm and ammo up. Go figure. Golden age of peace and prosperity, huh? I should rant a tad here. Most of us wouldn't last 2 minutes in a firefight, let alone take a life. Most of us, arming to the teeth without any tactical training, wouldn't stand a chance to survive even a straight-up fight with a measly squad of soldiers. You know, 5 or 6 guys. And in those days, even the street gangs will prevail against the single armed and prepped simple homeowner with a weapon or two. Clue. Am I talking out of my backside? I was born into a military family. At 9, I had my first ride in an M47 Patton tank. Loved it. War college for life. Huh? It helped put the reality of the lie into sharper perspective. Folks, I don't speak as a snowflake-like, deluded Christian pacifist here. In Southeast Asia, we fought to keep ourselves sane and alive. We didn't fight for anything else. Not the bankers, not the military guys, not LBJ and his bunch. No. And every one of these, and those who came after, to the present day, is a hero to me. And personally, I've got 58,000 reasons to hold the elite and military industrialists in the highest contempt. 58,000 names on a chunk of stone. Some legacy, huh? So please know that without any experience in the matters of the absolute filth and insanity of armed conflict, I couldn't speak to you as I do in these days of such danger and deception. I'm ragging on you about it for years. And I'll tell you what, my dad told me one time that I was a killer at heart. Did a good job. Yeah. Well, folks, we all are. Somewhere inside of us, we're all killers. And then, mercifully, there came a time when my heart was finally broken, when I fell upon the rock, which is Christ, long, long after the nightmares ended. My God fights my battles now. I just show up and trust. I do my ministerial duty, what little I do, by His will, whatever comes now, until I come to the end of my own faith, 1 Peter 1:9, or Jesus returns. So let's power down from the rant. Now you know something of my own sense of urgency by which I admonish you to keep to the way into which you have entered and been adopted as children of God and ordained to follow His Christ. I still say, as Paul did, fight the good fight of faith and survive by God's mercy, grace, and sovereign will until you leave this kingdom of lies. Live in one kingdom or the other with a single eye. If you've strayed back to the kingdoms of this world, then maybe this might help turn you away toward repentance. I mean, there's a heck of an admonition, Matthew 6:23, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Return to your God and first love, which is Christ, and look no further than him for your care and protection. Look no further than him for the hope of his salvation beyond this veil of sin, carnage, and death. Look no further than him for the true kingdom which is and is in Jesus Christ. Jesus told us, "These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." Sorry, Lord. "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Yo. Brethren in Christ, you are in a fight even fiercer and more dangerous than a jungle or a desert or anywhere in between. You're in a fight to hold on to your gift of the faith of Jesus Christ. It's all going to end for you sooner or later. All of us. Then what? The forces of Satan come at you through your past, your regrets, your old hopes and dreams, and any present attacks he's allowed to throw at you. I've been repeating this since 03. And here I went again. Yeah, I'm getting old. I want you to remember something. When you said yes, when you were called, you're no longer your own. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You're no longer counted with the many. You are a member of the few. It's scripturally confirmed that we have no past. It's forgiven and forgotten when you come to the Lord through Christ. We walk now as Christ and fight to hold fast to our faith. We have no future, none that we can be sure of as sojourners here. We have now. Now. Matthew 6:34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day, which is the day in which you live now, right now, is the evil thereof." And do believe the promise of life and salvation from God's wrath, if we endure until our end. The fire's coming down, and the lions are hungry. Yet the golden lie prevails. I praise God that we have been brought into the understanding of our helplessness and constant need for him, no matter who we were before, or what we did or didn't do. This corrupt nation doesn't belong to you. Although living by its rules, this government doesn't belong to you. The clothes on your backs don't belong to you. Then why do you love to mingle with the foul spirit of this world? Take what you can for yourself. Do what you think you got to do for yourself. This reality is cruel, and it's a fierce battle to get through as separated to God, forsaking the world and walking as Christ did. And this present reality will never disappear until, by the mercy of God, we're removed from it by our death or return of Christ. And thankfully removed from the lies and utopic deceptions of progress and peace. And only that at the end of our journey. So, after being removed, we should surely find eternal life. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So, take off the rose-colored glasses or gold-colored glasses and remember that no golden age ever outlived the dust, my friends. The dust always catches up with us. The lie of prosperity and peace only masks the truth that it is still the same as it ever was, and worse. This is another golden age of fire and ashes, another golden kingdom of lies. Beware, brethren, lest you be found wanting. Continue in the faith, and continue we must, through much tribulation, to enter into the kingdom of God. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always, by all means. The Lord be with you all. Amen. I thank you for stopping by and giving this a listen. You got your shields of faith up, and do keep to the road with Jesus. And I'll see you again if God is willing and the cricks don't rise.
There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
The golden age of America begins right now. I will very simply put America first. From this day forward, our country will flourish.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
We are not about to send American boys 9 or 10,000 miles away from home to do what Asian boys ought to be doing for themselves.
The Great Society asks not how much, but how good.
The golden age of America begins right now.
I have today ordered to Vietnam the Air Mobile Division and certain other forces which will raise our fighting strength from 75,000 to 125,000 men almost immediately. Additional forces will be needed later, and they will be sent as requested. This will make it necessary to increase our active fighting forces by raising the monthly draft call from 17,000 over a period of time to 35,000 per month.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
Never before has our nation enjoyed at once so much prosperity and social progress with so little internal crisis and so few external threats.
War is inevitable. Mankind is doomed. We are gripped by forces we cannot control.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Human beings are nothing more than ordinary jungle beasts, savages, no different from the Cro-Magnon people who lived 25,000 years ago on the Pleistocene forest eating grubs off of rotten logs. No different. We're barely out of the jungle on this planet. What we are is semi-civilized beasts with baseball caps and automatic weapons.
From this day forward, our country will flourish.
There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
Sending a check or a money order, please write WWCR on the payee line and I will forward it to the station. The ministry address is The Narrow Way, P.O. Box 60, Wrensville, Pennsylvania, 18818, USA.
This has been brought to you by TheNarrowWay.net.